in a little series called basically how to have the best year possible. How to have the best year possible. You got a lot of water under the bridge, a lot of years in the past. Let's make this one the best. The best year. President Trump will be coming in about 8 days. 8 days, okay? And I say that for a couple of reasons, but the main reason I say it is his whole thing is he wants to make America great again. And anybody that knows anything, that's what he says. And I get that. And that's great, and I hope it. I want it. Amen? I want good things for our country. But what about my life? What about me? How to make my life great again? And that's really the gist of my thinking right now. It's not political at all. It's just, how can you have the best year of your life? You going to wait on Washington to do it? Oh, okay, I had the best year now. Government's going to fix me. No, they're not. Any fixing's going to get done, it's going to be on you. You have to make your decisions for your life. Got me or not? Going on a website, filling out another government form. When are you going to wake up? Take care of you. Make good, sound decisions for your life. That's how you're going to have a great year, or you're going to have a screwed up year because you're a lunatic and a nut. Okay? So are you hearing me, Aiden, or not? Okay? Here we go. And Jay, I don't think you're getting by. Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. Jed. Come on. Here we go. Yeah. You're definitely not sitting up front anymore, are you? That's all right. You should. You already got free stuff, man. Come on. So let's go to the message today. I've given a couple of messages in this series already, and it's from the book of Proverbs. I thought I would only do a couple of messages to start the year off. But, you know, I think I'm going to do two more because I think we can all use a little more wisdom. We can use some help in our life. If we're going to have the best year of our life, we're going to have to put some effort in it. We're going to have to do some thinking and making some good decisions. Y'all with me so far? Y'all hear me? Okay, so we've given two messages. The first one was put God first. I'm not going to re-preach the message, but put God first. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He'll direct your path. Second message was trust God completely. Trust God completely. Today's message is this. It's basically, I want to have that best year in 2025, but it's going to take this. It's going to take me being wise in 2025. Say that out loud. Be wise in 2025. One more time. Be wise in 2025. And you can't take me home with you. I know you're disappointed. But no. So what does that mean? What does that mean? You're going to have to take care of you. You want to have the best year? Have the best home life, most success maybe you've ever had. Maybe that's good. Maybe that's not what's going to be good for you this year. I don't know. But how to have the best year possible is going to take a lot of wisdom on your part. And so that's what the book of Proverbs is all about. So let's go to the book of Proverbs. We're looking at being wise in 2025. And this isn't going to be boring unless you want to make it that way. Ah, it's boring. You did it. I didn't do it. This is good stuff. I don't understand. You can't say that today. You're not going to be, I don't understand what the Bible says. I've never understood anything I didn't read either. Jed. No, I'm sorry, messing with you, buddy. So anyway, so let's go to the Word of God. Raj and I put it together. I've done messages on this subject for years and years and years. And this is one of my all-time favorite topics to talk about, being wise. If I can come from Rockingham, North Carolina, the son of a drunk woman, and a father who would work 16 hours a day at a cotton mill as a sweeper, had a seventh grade education. The way he kept working was he was popping pills called Bennies. How many know what those are? Bennies. Speed. Okay? Not being taught anything about God, not talking anything about God's Word, nothing like that. I was never taught anything about finance, nothing. Never taught about how to be a father, how to be a husband, none of that. How to be a friend, I didn't have any of that. Got it? Yes or no? So, and I'm not putting myself as some great success, but I have been a success. And God's been good to me. But he gets all the credit. And this is the way you get it by what I'm talking about today. I can't believe she did this, and I can't believe they did that. When are you going to wake up and realize you have to take care of your life? If you want everything to be perfect, you got born on the wrong planet, okay? It's just not the way it is, okay? It's just not the way it is. You might not like it, but crap happens. It does happen. How many had some of that happen in your life? You don't see some hands? It happens. And it's hard and it's rough. But God wants to help you in your life. No matter what the circumstance, he wants you to trust him with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. You do it my way. And let's see where we can take your life. Amen? And it doesn't have to take 50 years. You live in today. Today's the only day you got. It's the only day I got. If you make right decisions today, be wise today, work on today. And if the Lord gives you a tomorrow, you do that tomorrow. Your life is already getting better, baby. Amen? So let's look at it. Here we go to God's Word. It's going to be good. Here we go, Raj. But we got to find out first, what is wise? If I'm going to be wise in 25, what is that? Well, say it out loud with me. One who shows knowledge and what? Good judgment. How many wish y'all had some more of that back in the day? There you go. There you go. That's what being wise is. One who has knowledge but takes that knowledge and then has good what? Judgment. Makes good, solid, sound decisions for their life. Well, what's a fool then? What's a fool, man? A fool, say it with me. One who is deceived, and has what? Bad judgment. Let's go ahead and level the playing field. How many would say, boy, have I ever been a fool? I have been a fool. I've been some fool in me. Okay? So, we want to be better. We want to, not better than somebody. That's not even in the equation here. I just want to be a better me. I want to have a better life. I want to have the best 2025 that I could possibly have. Maybe the best year of my life. Amen? Why not? Why not? So, let's see what we can find. Well, let's talk about that fool stuff just a little bit. All right? What does foolishness look like? Okay? And I hope to offend a bunch of you. Atheism. Atheism is foolishness. So is you came from nothing. A blob of tissue. And you became a monkey or a bird. Now, here you are today. It's ridiculous. Don't you see how foolish this is? Atheism. Look at it. Here's atheism. The belief that there was nothing. And nothing happened to nothing. Then nothing magically exploded for no reason, creating everything. And then a bunch of everything magically rearranged itself for no reason whatsoever into self-replicating bits, which then turned into dinosaurs. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. That's how stupid we are. When we're left to our own thinking, we make up the biggest bunch of bull you've ever seen. And what's sad, as much as that's insane, we make those kind of decisions in our life. We build our life on stuff that's bull. And that was never God's intention. He loves you. He cares for you. He wants the very best. Why'd he let this happen? It's because you don't know him. You're just an excuse maker. You're just a whiner. I'm not saying bad stuff hadn't happened in your life, but God loves you and he wants to help you. And he's given you a book called the Bible. And he's given you inside that Bible a book called the Book of Proverbs. It's a book on wisdom and understanding. Amen? And we want to put some of it on the screen to see if we can't have the best 2025 in our life. The best year of our life. So, say this with me just so we'll get to ground level right here. Say it out loud. There is no such thing as a wise fool or a foolish wise man. Who said that? I did. I'm going to be famous. I know. There is no way. There's no wise fool and there's no foolish wise man. It's either wise or fool. And that's what the book of Proverbs is all about. It lays it out so clear. So let's take a quick journey. Keep going, buddy boy. Appreciate it. Here we go. So be wise in 2025. So now the message is beginning. Are y'all ready or not? In case you're like, wow, here we go, man. All right. We're ready. Here we go. Almost ready. We're going to go to the book of Proverbs. And guess what? Inside this book, there's a ton of verses. I mean, I could do this for a month, okay? Just all these different verses talking about them, but I'm not going to do that today. But there's a lot of them I'm going to share with you. They mention both the wise man and the fool, and I'm going to break it down for you right now. So here we go, Raj. Let's pick it up. Would you say that second word on the screen, the what? One more time, the what? Now, really, one more time. I want you with me. The what? The mindset of the fool. The mindset of the fool or the wise man. That's what I want to look at first. Then we're going to look at the marks, or how you can actually see a wise person and a foolish person. But we're going to start out with the mind, because that's where it all begins. It all begins in the mind. What does Philippians chapter 2 say? It says, let this mind be in you. Do you know that verse? Which was also in who? Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation, okay? He humbled himself. He was made in the likeness of men. He humbled himself. He became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. So we're to have a mind of Christ. We're to have that kind of mind, okay? A good mind. We're to make good decisions. You have that capability. I think a lot of us think we can't make good decisions because of our past. We've been told we can't. You're an idiot. You're stupid. Or we've told ourselves that because we screwed our life up so many times. It doesn't have to be that way. Say that out loud. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. It can be this way. So let's go with it. The mindset. What is the mind of a wise person? What is the mind of a fool? What is it? I'm going to read the scripture, then we're going to build the case. Every one of these, I'm going to put them up. It's like a game show almost for me. I have fun doing this. Here we go. The fear, say that with me. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but what? Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, the fear of the Lord, we've talked about that. What is the fear of the Lord? It's reverencing God. Say that out loud. It's what? Reverencing God. But what's that mean? Reverencing God. What does that mean? It means respecting God. Say that out loud. It means what? Respecting God. Respecting God. Respecting His Word. Okay? Got it or not? Not making up some other way to get to heaven. He had one son. His name was Jesus. If I go to church, if I'm a good person, you're a fool. And you're disrespectful. If my son saved your life and you gave credit to somebody else for saving your life, that would really tick me off. But we think we can get by with this. We're not getting by with it, okay? So we've got out of the gate. We need to respect God. We need to respect His Word. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? It's the very beginning. It's my foundation. Not arguing with Him. So let's see what it's going to look like. So the wise, what does he do? Say that with me. He what? He accepts instruction. But the fool despises wisdom. So he does what? He what? He rejects instruction. So what's the mind of the wise? I will accept instruction. The fool, I will reject it. Okay? That's not for me. I don't need it. I know better. I'm in charge. You know, it's just religion. You can make excuses all day long and keep being an absolute nut. Or you can follow this path and you'll have the best year of your life. Amen? Come on. Let's look at another one. The wise in heart will receive what? Commandments. But a prating fool shall fall. I've met people over the years that say, you know, you don't believe in all them these and thous and thou shalt nots and all that. You don't believe in all that. Yeah, I do, because I'm not a fool. Got it or not? That's what the Word says. The wise in heart is going to receive God's commandments. Not try to get around His commandments. Did God say thou shalt not commit adultery? Yes or no? Quit screwing around with it. I don't understand what happened to my family. You did it, man! Stop it! You gotta keep living your life 20 years, then 40 years, then 60 years, and an absolute loser. You hear me or not? Thou shalt not lie. I mean, are these things we should receive or not? Yes or no? And you know most all the commandments. We like them when people treat us this way. Yes or no? We like it like that. You're to honor your father and mother. What does that mean to honor your father? It means to honor your father and mother. Yeah, but they hurt me. They were not a good parent. I know, and I can understand. However, somehow, some way, I want to receive God's command, and I want to be able to do what He wants in my life. Okay, I might not need to call them all the time or have them move in with me, but I can be honorable to them. Did y'all hear me? I'm just saying a wise person receives these commandments. What's the fool do? What's the fool do? He debates them. Debates commandments. Well, you know, it really don't mean that, does it? That's just your opinion. Now you know which one you are. Some of you are starting to get a gist of who I am. No, I'm being honest with you. I'm being serious. And you can be mad at me for finally pulling the wool back and letting us know who you really are. And I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to help you, man. That's why I like coming. I love what I do if I can help you. You hear me or not, say? So let's keep looking. Are we getting something so far? Just a little bit. We're going to the book of Proverbs still. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. Well, what does that mean? So the wise increases in what? Knowledge. We don't get knowledge so we can brag and be smarter than other people. That's ridiculous. We're getting knowledge. We're getting understanding. We're getting wisdom so that we can better ourselves, have a better life, be a better father, be a better mother, be a better husband, a better wife, a better friend. You hear me? This is why. What's the fool do? The fool does what? Decreases in knowledge. You met anybody you knew when you were younger and they were just a fool? They were a fool. You meet them 30 years later, they're dumber than they were. Gosh, how did you do it? That we don't want to do, that is the Word of God. You might say, no, that's not going to be me. That is going to be you. And good, it could be you right now. It doesn't have to be that way. This is the mindset, the mindset, the mindset. Here we go. Read this one with me out loud. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkens unto counsel is what? Is wise. So the wise person does what? They receive what? And you know what I'm doing today, whether you know it or not? I'm counseling you. Hello. I am counseling you today. You might, well, I didn't ask for that. I just wanted to come for the music. Well, you got some counseling too. No, this is counsel. You don't have to listen to me. I mean, you can be listening and turn me off. And that's what the fool does. He rejects counsel. Let's do a little math right quick in the room. How many would say, I was a fool? Hang on. I had the opportunity. I had good counsel, but I chose to do what was right in my own eyes, and it cost me, and it hurt my life. Anybody want to raise a hand and say, I did that? Look inside this room. Look at it. That's us, man. That's why God gave us His Word. He's not like, that's just for spiritual people or sinner people. We're all sinners. It's for all of us. Amen or oh me? It's okay. Good. We want to learn. We want to be better. The mindset of the wise and the fool. Read this one with me. I love these things. You might say, how do I read the Bible? You do it just like we're doing right now. Is this hard or not? It's not hard. A reproof enters more into a... Read it with me. A reproof enters more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a what? Into a fool. What's that mean? We're talking about the mind of the wise or the fool. Here's what it means. The wise receives not just counsel, they'll receive what? Correction. That ain't sometimes fun, is it? No. And it don't end when you're in elementary or high school. Correction's going to keep happening. The fool does what? He rejects correction. Did you know what I'm teaching today to you could save your job? You hear me or not? You're going to get corrected in life. It's not just going to happen by your mom and your dad. It's going to happen if you're in business, if you ever work for anybody. It's going to happen maybe from your children who are grown, who say something that's contrary to what you think because you are wrong. But you're still going to try to be mom and daddy and pull all that fool stuff. You hear me or not? This is the mind of the wise and the mind of the fool. So, the mindset. He that trusts in his own heart is a what? I think I've offended you. You're fine. Here we go. But whoso walks what? Wisely, he shall be delivered. So what's the mindset of the wise and the fool? We're just learning. The wise trust in whose ways? God's ways. God's ways. Whether I like them or not. Whether it's comfortable or not. Whether I'm right or I'm wrong. This is a wise person that trusts in God's ways. The fool trusts in his what? How many? I'm doing a little test with you this morning. And how many would say, I trusted in my own ways and it was a disaster. Anybody want to raise a hand? It was a disaster, Pastor. It was a disaster. Gosh, how much more do we need? We've got the Word. We've got people around us telling us, listen. Amen or amen. So, the mindset of the wise and the fool. Now, let's do a review real quick. Here we go. What did we just talk about? We talked about the mindset of the wise and the fool. So, the wise accepts instruction, the fool rejects it. The wise receives commandments, the fool debates them. The wise increases in knowledge, the fool decreases in knowledge. The wise receives counsel, the fool rejects it. Get out. The wise receives correction, the fool rejects it. You're picking on me. Okay? The wise trust in God's ways and the fool trust in his own ways. Now, I'd like you to look at this column with me one time. Don't worry about that one. Look at that. Would you say that out loud with me, the wise? I'm talking about your mind. Your mind. And my mind. You're not mad at me, are you? No, he's not. He loves me. I love him. Here we go. Are you ready? The wise. Would you say it out loud with me? Ready? Here we go. The wise accepts instruction. Receives commandments, increases in knowledge, receives counsel, receives correction, and trusts in God's ways. You're halfway through the message. Easy. Okay? What does that look like? What does it look like? How many know what being a fool looks like? From personal experience, say. I know what it looks like. It looks in the mirror right there. What does it look like in the Bible? What does wisdom and being a fool look like in the Bible? And that's the next thing that Raj is going to put up. We call it the marks. Marks. We got them. Bumps, bruises, knots. You know, things that happen to us. The marks of a wise man and the marks of a fool. And we're going to build the case. Here we go. It's going to be a little quicker on this one. Okay, here we go. The marks of a wise... Or do we understand where I'm headed now? Now, the mindset's going to dictate the marks. The mind's going to dictate the marks. So often we put works ahead of our mind. If I do this, and I'll be all good. No, you need to have your head straight if you want the rest of your life to be straight. Amen? So that's what we're talking about. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. So what's the mark of a wise man? The wise will receive glory and promotion. Okay? Don't be surprised if the fool doesn't get the promotion. Do y'all hear me or not? I don't know why he got it. He got it because he deserves it and you don't. You understand that or not? Now, some people do get promotion, especially in Washington, D.C., and that's done through corruption. And that's done through kowtowing. We're talking about your life and my life. We don't have that lobbying group. It's just us. Got it? So we better get back to God's Word if we want to have a great life. But the marks of a wise man is going to be glory and promotion. What's the marks of the fool? Shame. Shame. That's going to be one of the marks. Shamed, or just it's a shame. They had so much potential. And look at them. They've wasted their life. What happened? Well, what happened is they did it. And that's what they became. Y'all hear me or not? Am I too hard on you? Now, a lot of people do come to church so I can make you feel better. That would be a foolish thing for me to give my life to make you feel better. Go to a movie, okay? But we come here to get our lives better. By humility, by confession of sin, by acknowledging that without Christ we don't have a hope. This is who we are. We're called the church, not a club. Y'all hear me or not? So that's what we're doing today. And I think it's been good for us. Okay? How are we doing, Aiden? Do you sort of see a little bit of clarity there between the wise and a fool? So, I mean, right from the Bible, I mean, was it above your head? You're 16, or you think you could handle that? So far, so good. Here we go. Let's go with the marks. More marks. There's a lot of marks, and they're all through the book of Proverbs. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son's the heaviness of his mother. So what's one of the marks of a wise person? They make their parents glad. And that's not buying them gifts and all. No. You just make your parents glad because you're doing the right thing and you can stand on your own two feet and you're not in jail and you're a good husband and you're a good wife and you're a good father. Do you understand? A fool makes parents what? Sad. How many parents have ever been sad of your children in this room? Can I see some hands? I mean sad. Brokenhearted. Really? Yes or no? Is that true? Yeah, and that's the Bible. Well, Mom, don't worry about me. I'm sorry, son. We had you. And we love you, and love does that. Love hurts when you screw up your life. Amen? Ugh. The marks of the wise and the fool. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. What does that mean? Wise encourage people with their what? Words. The fool destroys themselves and others because, say it out loud, they have no common sense. Oh, it feels like I'm picking on people. I'm not trying to pick on anybody. This is a fact. You go to a fool for some good, solid wisdom, good luck. Don't take it. How many ever had that happen to you? You were hurting real bad, a bad situation in life, and somebody you went to, maybe it was a friend, a family member, what they told you, they really meant to help you, but buddy, it was so screwed up, you could never do what they said. Anybody want to raise a hand? I have had that happen. When I had my marriage broke up years ago, and you may have heard me say this story before, but I had one in particular person, and I liked him. I liked him. He was not somebody I would go to for counsel. But I liked him. Hard worker. And I liked him. So when all that happened to me and was hurt real bad, marriage, betrayed, his counsel to me was for me to go get wasted and have sex with a bunch of women. And that'll make you feel better. Here's the thing. That's probably the dominant advice that you would get from a lot of people. But I had kids. And I had a relationship with the Lord, even though it was getting edgy, me and him. And I was pastoring Fellowship Church of Inglewood, Florida. You know? And also, I had a future that I didn't know about. And I didn't do everything just perfect, just right. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm glad I stayed the course that I did. And I married Kim right there. And that was a great thing in my life right there. And that's what we did. And so, you know, things are always, she and I, we've got two imperfect people. So it's at times up and down. That's life. That's why we have this. Yes or no, amen. Okay? So, anyway, that's some advice I got. Here we go. Marks of a wise or the fool. It's a sport to a fool to do mischief. But a man of understanding has what? Wisdom. So the a mark of the wise is they live what? Sensibly. And that brings them what? Pleasure. Living sensibly, having a nice life, they're happy. Okay? The fool, they're fun. They get fun in doing what? Wrong. Okay? That's the Bible, whether you like it or not. Okay? Are you finding out what marks you got on you? Think about it. The wise. He that troubles his own house shall inherit the wind. And the fool shall be servant to the what? Wise of heart. What does that mean? The wise, say it out loud, will be what? Leaders. In most situations, that is the truth. The wise are the leaders. Like I said, the only place that doesn't work a lot of times is in politics. I hate to say that. I hate to say it. If you're anything like me, I mean, I look at some decisions that people make and things they're saying, and I'm like, I'm smarter than that. Y'all ever say that, yes or no? Or I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't run it that way. I wouldn't have voted for that. Y'all ever say that or not? My gosh. But in real life, it doesn't work that way. In real life, the wise will be the leaders. What will the fool be? Trouble. I mean, to me, this is a big reason why we come to church. Not to be better than somebody, but to be a better me. I want to be better. You know, and also, guys, you just can't get this by throwing money in an offering plate or flopping like a chicken after a service. This is not, no, this is real decisions you got to make. Yes or no? We all go home after this. We go to work. We have our own situations, our own family, our own. It's rough sometimes. That's okay. We can still be wise. Amen? The marks of a wise man or a fool. He that walks with wise men shall be what? But companions of fools shall be what? Destroyed. Hang in here with me. What's that mean? The wise, their lifestyle blesses others. Their life, the way they conduct themselves, is a blessing, not a curse to other people. The fool, their lifestyle is what? Destructive to others. That's why we say, when we raise our children, be careful with the what you keep. With the company or the friends that you keep. Not trying to say anything other than, if you have friends that are going to be fools, don't be surprised if some of that don't rub off on you. Amen or amen? But that doesn't mean we leave the fools or the ones that are struggling to themselves. No. We still care and we can, but we've got to be wise in those relationships. Amen? Okay, keep looking. Every wise woman builds her house. One of my favorite verses, but at the same time I don't like it. But the foolish woman or man plucks it down with her own hands. What does that mean? We're looking at the marks. A wise husband or wife, father, mother, they do what? They build up their family. They make the relationship, the children, they try to build it up. Okay? The fool does what? Tears down the family. Tears down the home. Doesn't think about the family. Thinks about the flesh. Thinks about themselves. Amen? And guys, if you're honest, we vacillate from column to column, don't we? Yes or no? Amen? Okay? Keep looking. The marks of the wise and the fool. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of what? Pride. but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. If I could say one thing about what I've learned from reading the Proverbs and doing this message and studying it, it would be the wisest thing you can do probably is humble yourself. Say that out loud. The wisest thing you can do probably is what? Humble yourself. And the worst thing you can do is be full of what? Pride. If there's one thing that seems to follow the wise and the fool, it's the wise seems to be on that humble path and the fool seems to be following that proud path. And that's something we need to get a grip on and learn about this, okay? So the wise, their words do what? Protect them. Their words protect them. The fool, their words do what? Bite them in the butt. How many? Let's do another quick poll. How many? You are a fool. You know you are a fool. You still may be a fool. But you know in your life there was something that you did, you said, and it bit you square in the rear end. Anybody want to raise a hand and say, buddy, do I know what you're talking about now? See, the Bible's not that foreign after all, is it? It's good stuff, guys. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. So the mark of a wise man is he'll have direction in his life. Direction. The fool will have no direction. I see it all the time. People come to see me. I have parents that come see me about their grown kids. And I've been here for 42 years, so I've been able to see their kid as a little kid. Now the kid's an older kid, and it's like crazy. You're not going to have the best year if you track on this fool side. A wise man fears and departs from evil, but the fool rages and is what? What's that mean? Wise? Said out loud, they're what? Cautious and do what? Avoid danger. Doesn't mean you can't have fun. It just means you know when no. No. Not going to do that. No. Huh. Not doing it. The fool is what? Come on, let go. Come on. Idiot. Okay? I love you guys. Amen. Anyway, I'm getting long, I guess. If it was me, I'd stay to the last minute of this message. Because I'm learning. I'm learning about my life. Amen? A wise man fears and departs from evil, etc. We saw that. Keep going. Reckless and overconfident. The wise, the crown of the wise is the riches, but the foolishness of fools is what? The wise, their efforts lead to what? Say that out loud. If you're a wise person, your efforts will generally lead to what? Prosperity. The fool, their efforts lead to what? Poverty. Poverty. Anybody willing to raise a hand? I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm trying to let you be a witness to all of us today. And you'd say, I made some foolish decisions, and it cost me almost everything I had. Anybody want to raise their hand and say, cost me almost everything I had? That's showing the Bible's not a joke. It's the truth. We ought to learn it. Believe it. There's a lot of marks. I could probably put three times this many. Wisdom rests in the heart of him that has understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Now, what does that mean? The wise, they have what? Peace. The way they're living their life doesn't mean they're perfect. But the way they're living life, generally, they can lay their head on their pillow at night. The fool has no peace. Hey, and a lot of times, don't have a place to live, a job. Your health can go to hell. Sorry, guys. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the ways thereof are the ways of death. If we do what's right in our own eyes, instead of his eyes, we're going to screw our life up. Y'all get that today? You can have a great year. It ain't like his way or the highway. It's just, but it is. It's truth or folly. One or the other. And that's going to make for whatever year you have. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. What's that mean? The words of the wise, words of instruction from the wise, they're appealing. What the wise person says, it's like, oh, okay, I see, yeah, okay. You might not like it, but you can see some way out. the fool, their words of instruction are what? Disgusting. I don't want to do that. What, end up like you? No, I'm not going to do it. You know what I'm talking about or not? No. Nope. The marks, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge. The heart of the fool is does not sow. What's that mean? The wise gives out knowledge. The fool what? Had no knowledge to give. Dumb as a box of rocks. True. Does that make sense? The wise and the fool. The clocks are going, the phones are going, oh no. Wisdom is before him that has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. This is almost done, guys. The wise said out loud, their eyes are what? Focused on what? And the fool said out loud, their eyes cannot focus on what's right. So the thing is, that's why we try to convince somebody. I've done it multiple times. And you see it, but they can't see it. Doesn't matter how many times you say it. And that's just the way it is. We keep trying to rescue our kids, grown kids. Are y'all with me? We keep trying to rescue our kids with money and bail them out and do that. I hate to tell you, sometimes it's going to take the worst thing they can possibly go through. I don't know what that might be to get their attention. And I hate to do that. I hate to say that, but it's the truth. It's dangerous too, by the way. It's dangerous to keep bailing your kids out. It's dangerous. If you keep doing it, they may kill you. And I hate to say that, but it happened in this church. Be careful. Don't sacrifice wisdom thinking you're going to help the fool. If you keep, I'm not saying we don't want to help and try to do, but be wise. Is that too hard on you today? My mother thought she could win my stepdad. You mean Mama after he beat you in the face? You can win him after he does all that to you? I love my mom, but Mom was not wise in certain things. She should have never stayed with him. Ended up shooting her 6 times, killing her. I didn't mean to get into all that. But this really matters, doesn't it? Y'all hear me or not? Keep going. The fool covets greedily all the day long, but the righteous gives and spares not. What's that mean? The wise saves and becomes what? Secure finance. And then there's another part. And they become people that can give. The fool spends it all and has no financial security. Is that true or false? How many would raise their hand and say, I was that fool? I'm not trying to pick on you. But you'd say, boy, since I've been following the Lord's ways, honest to goodness, it has paid off for me. I'm better off. I'm better off financially, and doing what he says has helped my life. Amen? Good principles. The marks, a fool utters his mind. But a wise man keeps it until later. What's that mean? Wise controls their tongue and their what? Don't mean they're perfect. And a fool does what? Can't control their mouth and can't control their temper. Does it pay to listen to God's word, yes or no? This is what he wants for you and he wants for me. So here we go. Put the whole list up, Raj. Everything on the screen. Let's do this one page first. We're just going to read the left, the wise. Here we go. I'm going to do it. I don't care if you're tired of me or not. Because I think it's wise. Here we go. Say the wise with me. What's the wise? If you do it his way, hear it said out loud. You get what? Glory and promotion, glad parents, encouraging words, sensible pleasures. You'll be what? A leader, a blessing lifestyle, will build up your family, your words will protect, and your life will have direction. But it keeps going to the next page. Keep it up. Pop them up. Pop them up. Here we go. The wise do what? Avoids danger. They have prosperous efforts. They have what? Peace. Instruction from them is what? Appealing. They give out knowledge. Their eyes are focused. They save up. And finally, the wise does what? Controls her tongue and her temper when they're what? Is that a boatload of stuff? You can't leave church again. He don't preach the Bible. You lost your mind. That was more Bible than most of you ever got. I mean, that's a basket load of Bible, isn't it? And most of it was within reach of the shelf. And you can get it. And there's more to the message, but be wise in 2025. Let's thank the Lord for His... Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm done.